Amen. Thank God for a testimony. Amen. All right, Brother Chris, got something you want to say tonight?
Well, I do want to ask forgiveness. I don't normally do this on my own, you know, unless the Lord laid it on the preacher's heart to call me. I don't necessarily want to get up here on my own accord, but, you know, the Lord laid a thought on my heart. I sat here thinking about, you know, and I got a scripture on my heart, and I'll get to that in just a minute. But, you know, I got to thinking about something this past weekend. You know, I got up this past Saturday morning real early, and I went outside, and I started this big old fire, and I got to cooking some barbecue, you know. And it took a good little while for that stuff to get done. And it was a long day. You know, and the thing about it is, you know, I spent all that time and I put all that effort into getting up some really good food together and everything. By the time everything was said and done, I got myself so wore out, I didn't want to eat it. I got wearied in all that. The thing about it is, I had to make myself eat something because I know I needed it. I said, you know, I can't help but think about in this day how that mindset, you know, I'm tired, I don't want to eat. I don't want to put forth any effort to take something into my body that I need and to nourish my body and keep me going. And I can't help but think about that same kind of mentality as in a Christian walk in this day. I understand and know, believe me, I mean, I got people I come to church with and I know they're tired. I don't know about you, but I get awful tired sometimes, been on my feet all day, been out and running and ripping and doing what I need to at the job site. But I get really tired in the evening, and sometimes I get like I don't want to eat. Amen. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to partake of the Word of God like I ought to. But I can't help but think, you know, that scripture there over in Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 25. Me and Danny talked about it. They brought it up on the way to church this evening. That says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and insomuch the more as you see the day approaching." I understand and know today, in this day, I can't help but see the world in itself is set up to discourage the Christian. And I can't help but wonder that a lot of this sickness mess is come about, and not because I don't understand and know what it was, its actual true purpose, but other than to hinder and hurt the church and get people complacent and get them weary to the point where they don't want to go and they don't want to partake. I've been that way. I don't know why the Lord's laid this on my heart, but I pray God help him. Maybe somebody in listening or watching might get some encouragement. But I've been sitting here thinking about a lethargic Christian. I don't know about you, but sometimes I have to force myself to get out there and do what's necessary to take something into my body that I might grow and maintain. Yes. I also got to thinking about these individuals who don't eat. I don't know about you. I've tried doing little fasting every now and then. And then, you know, and it seems to help a little bit. I lose a little bit of weight. But the thing about it is, if it goes for an extended amount of time, it can be very bad. It can actually hurt you both mentally, physically, and spiritually. It can break you down. And the same concept in our physical body makes application in our spiritual being. That if we don't take the Word of God in, and we don't seek to come together and exhort one another, and so much in the more, amen, in this day, that's where we're at in this day. That's where I'm at in this day. I need a hand and a help of God. And sometimes I understand and know, and going to the workplace and doing all these things, sometimes you get so wearied and you're tired. I'm telling you, it seems like you can't take one step further. And you literally have to will yourself to take that step. And you literally have to will yourself to get down and pray. And you have to will yourself to pick up that Word of God and do what's necessary. And you have to will yourself to walk in that back door and come together. But I'm telling you, and just like I did on Saturday, whenever I finally did sit down, I had to force myself to eat, but when I did, I felt better. I had some strength about me. I had some vitality come back. Although I'll tell you, I got up. I was about 3 o'clock in the morning, got the fire going. By the time I actually got to sit down, actually eat a meal, it was almost 6:30 in the evening. And I really hadn't taken that much in. And you don't realize how much it affects you when you don't take something in. I've been watching some testimonials of people who went without eating, who tried doing this survival kind of stuff. And the longer they go, it seems like the more their mindset diminishes, their strength diminishes, and their body, they just literally just start shriveling away. Their strength just starts just diminishing so much that they can't hardly stand, or they can't literally do anything. It's amazing to me how our physical is a picture of the spiritual if you look at it in the correct context.
Sure.
If we don't take in the Word of God and we don't physically come into the house of God and come and pray and worship and seek God in so much the more, like it said in the Word of God, if we don't, we're doing nothing but hurting ourselves and those around us. I remember Brother Bobby always used to talk about it. He said, boy, I like coming in here and putting my feet up under God's table. And that's what it is. That's really what it is. You're feeding your spirit. Amen. We're feeding ourselves. Feeding us what God's given us. Give us that life, that eternal life. And it talks about there over in the Word of God. I believe it is 2 Peter. It says, you know, that as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word. They have to eat to take it that they may grow thereby. They have to take it in. It's necessary for growth. It's necessary to maintain your strength and vitality. It's necessary.
Yes.
It's a necessary thing that we must come together. I don't know why God put that on my heart tonight. But it's necessary we come together on these days like this and pray. It's a necessary thing. It helps. I mean, to be honest with you, like preacher said, I've been sitting here meditating on it. It helps me. How many preachers come and ask me how many times, past two Wednesdays, boy, you all right? You look tired. I am, but I'm here. I'm ready to eat. I mean, are you hungry?
Yeah.
That's where we're at in this day. The world wants you lethargic. The world wants you wearied. The world wants you worn down so much so that you won't walk in those back doors. Yeah. That's what they want. Because if you're wearied and you're broken and you're weak and you have no strength about you, guess what? You're not going to say anything about God. You ever notice that? Boy, Hannah, they'll talk up a storm to you up until a point. I mean, if you get in there and you're built up and you're happy about it, you want to bring some things about what God's done for you. But sometimes whenever that wearied comes about, well, they want to come in there and talk to you about everything else. They don't, and even if you do say anything about the Word of God or anything, they don't want to hear you.
Right.
They want you broken. They want you weak. They want you in a position where you're lethargic and you can't move. You know, the thing about it is, I thought about this mess going on in Texas. You know, you see these things about these little sea turtles out there. This cold weather's gotten them to a lethargic state and they can't move. They can't eat. They can't do anything for themselves. You ever think that if they did get you to a point where you're so weak and you're so weary, you're lethargic, you can't do anything for yourself?
Right.
Well, we can't do anything. God gives it to us. But the thing about it is, you've got to have to reach out there and take it.
Sure, sir.
You ever thought about that? He gave us the Word of God, but we got to be willing to take it in.
No, sir.
We got to be willing to walk in the door. We got to be willing to pray and seek God out. I need to be willing. I'm telling you, I think we're in a day today that we've gotten complacent. That's why we are in the way we are. That's why the church seems to be diminishing. That's why this world's got this mess going on. They're trying to shut down the church. I'm telling you, I don't know if somebody's discouraged, might be battling in their mind. I don't know with all this mess going on. But I just want to tell you tonight, the food's on the table. Come on and take it in. I'm hungry. Sometimes I may not think I am. But it's obvious to know mentally, it's been from 3 o'clock until 5:30, 6 o'clock. I ain't eat really anything. I ain't really hardly drink anything. I need to take something in. I might have missed Wednesday night. I might have missed a little bit on Sunday. I need to take something in.
Yeah.
I need to eat. I need to feed my body. Forsake not the gathering of yourselves together. Now, I'm not saying that we have to come together in a great big old group. But I mean, the Bible says, and I'm correct in saying so because it's there. It says, where two or three are gathered together, there am I. That's Christ speaking. In the midst. Hey, I get a letter now and then. And my wife, I love her to death. Lord, give her to me. But it's ever so pleasant to be able to sit down and have a meal with her. Just us two. It's a little different than sitting there eating by myself. Ain't it?
Sure.
It's a little different whenever you sit there open the Word of God and you sit down and meditate on what God's given you and you sit there and come together as a group. It's different.
Yeah.
It's necessary. You know, I don't know why it'd be necessary, but God's how God set it up. That you might exhort one another in so much the more you see the day approaching. I believe it. I believe we're getting ready to go home. I believe God's getting ready to blow that trump. We're going home, son. But the thing about it is, if you leave out of here hungry, that's your own fault. God's got the table set. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage myself. I'm sitting here encouraging myself, to be honest with you. I sat back there wrestling with it because I really didn't want to get up here. I don't like getting up here. But it's just it does something for me when God says, do it, and God's in the midst of it, and He does it. And it's not me. It's something that glorifies Him. I don't know about you, but it's just something about that that feeds my soul. God's commanded us to come in the church house and exhort one another. God's commanded us to call on Him in prayer. And God has commanded us to read His Word and study after Him. And He says, follow me.
Sure.
That's what He told the rich man there, didn't He? He said, sell all that you have and come and follow me. The only way you're going to follow Him in this day, the only way you're going to have anything in this day is to take them in the Word of God. I appreciate God giving me that thought tonight. I really don't know. I don't know what was necessary in being said, but I appreciate God for me being good to me.
Right.
You know, if it wasn't for God, I don't know where I'd be.
Sure.
If it wasn't for Him feeding me. I mean, you ever think about that? Sometimes when you get a steak, it takes a little while to chew. But eventually you chew on it enough, you chew on it enough, you chew on it enough. And sometimes God will give you a little piece of rawhide. You might need to chew on it for a good little while.
Yeah.
But it's what you need.
Good.
Sometimes He'll give us the mashed potatoes and everything else and something goes down real easy. But every now and then we'll get the rawhide. You ever get a piece of dry jerky? Man, I'm telling you, that jerky's good. But sometimes it takes a little while to chew and take it in. You might want to chew for a little while. Break it down. Stew on it. Appreciate God.